All right, continuing on with the wonderful things Raph has come up with, he went back in the archives and found Dusty Baker. And Dusty talking about Jackie Robinson and some of the wonderful, just no one talks like Dusty. It's great, from the heart. So Dusty joins us, and this is from our archives. Dusty, some of your thoughts on Jackie Robinson as you were growing up.
Well, Jackie was very important in my family. You know, my dad used to talk about him all the time, especially at that time most African Americans were Dodger fans because of Jackie Robinson. And, you know, Jackie really taught everybody about inner strength, about inner dignity, and about, you know, how to conduct yourself under adverse, you know, conditions. You know, he had to be super strong as a person, as a man, you know, to endure what he endured, which, you know, helps me today even sometimes, you know, helped me, and especially young in my career, about, you know, when things weren't right off the field, that you could, channel that emotion or anger or whatever it was in a positive direction through a positive performance on the field. You know, I mean, he stressed the power and the importance of education, not only playing ball, but, you know, just about, you know, a lot of different things in life, because there were times growing up as a kid, or there are times now, I'd ask myself, you know, what would Jackie do in this situation? And even though times we're a long ways past that, times have changed, but not so dramatically that, you know, a lot of his theories and philosophies on life are still applicable, you know, today.
You know, Deacon Jones, of course, one of our good friends, a scout for the Orioles, and he was American Legion Player of the Year in 1952. He tried out for the Dodgers at Ebbets Field, and he met Jackie Robinson. And Jackie said to him, it's a great story. He says, Grover, what are you going to do? And he said, well, I want to play baseball, Mr. Robinson. He says, Grover, you go to college. And Deacon Jones went to college, and 4 years later, he signed in an airport in Atlanta, 1956, sees Jackie Robinson. First time in 4 years, Jackie comes up to him and says, you go to college? And he remembered him at that point. But that's the kind of influence Jackie Robinson had on young people in those days.
Yeah, he did. And I remember talking to Hank Aaron. He told me when he went to see Jackie play, you know, that inspired him to, you know, to be a great man and a great ball player at the same time. And, you know, I never got to meet Jackie. I know most of his family. You know, I know his brother, his wife, his daughter. And but I felt like I knew him because of all the stories, especially when you're on the Dodgers. And you had guys like Newcomb and Campanella around all the time, and, you know, Erskine, and, you know, all the guys that were Sandy Koufax, you know, guys that would talk about Jackie. You know, Lee Scott, our former traveling secretary of the Dodgers. Al Campanis used to talk about Jackie. So we all felt like we knew him because everybody had a different Jackie story and different story of inspiration and motivation.
You think we've come very far in baseball as far as the African-American player, just race relations in baseball. You're a manager. You go beyond any race relations. You're a man. And as I've always said about you, there's Jackie Robinson, there's Frank Robinson, and Dusty Baker. I think the three most influential African-Americans. I mean that. And I've said that on the air about you. You think we have further to go, or where are we right now?
Well, number one, that's tremendous company right there. I mean, thanks for the, you know, the accolades, but I mean, I don't feel like that. But, you know, I just, you know, for a while we came, we made great strides. You know, shortly after that second generation right after Jackie, where, I mean, a lot of Hall of Famers come out of there. You know, you look at Willie, you look at Hank, you look at Frank Robinson, you look at all a lot of the great, great, great players that came second generation, you know, so to speak, African Americans in baseball. And then it seems like things the last 15 years or so, you know, sort of gone back the other way, you know. And so we have to find a way not to lose all of our best talent to other sports or to, you know, to drugs or to, you know, crime or whatever. So, you know, I think a number one thing that needs to start happening, especially since we are spending a lot of you know, our time and energy on the college player. You know, you watch College World Series, you'd be lucky to see one African-American, you know, per team. And baseball is really signing a lot of college players because of maturity, because of modern medicine. They can play longer. See, when I first started, they preferred high school players because, you know, your longevity is probably going to be greater. And then they didn't really like college players a whole bunch because if you come out of college at 21, and then you don't make it till maybe 23, 24. And then, you know, unless you're Hank Aaron or Willie Mays or Skrimsky and the greats, you know, Mantle and Mays and Ted Williams, these guys, most guys didn't play past 35. And a lot of times if you got hurt, you were done. But now baseball realized the importance of the college player, the maturity level, being away from home. But it's tough because I think they only give out 11 and a half scholarships, and they have a lot of parcels. I mean, you get a third scholarship from Stanford, and it costs you $40,000 to go to school. Somebody has to come up with that other, you know, $15,000-$20,000, you know, for that scholarship. So I think the number one thing is if they could find a way to give more scholarships full scholarships in baseball, that, you know, you would alleviate some of this problem.
Well, nice to have you. On special day, Jackie Robinson's debut in the National League, and for me, still a very special day. So, Dusty, thanks for sharing it.
All right, Marty, thank you. See you next time.
We'll be back with more right after these messages.